I'm very proud now. It's my sixth year doing it, and they come off then and won the league, which is, as you say, the first time the club's ever done it in 80 years. So it's definitely a tremendous achievement for ourselves.
You had a great season yourself, not only with the ball, but with the bat as well. Finding a new form, you'll be moving up the top of the order shortly.
No. We got through the season, you know, and a couple of lads dug us out with a bat. I say it's a team game, so everybody has to sort of show up. But I'll stay down where I'm at number 8. I'm fine there.
Well, it's great credit. I mean, I've been speaking to numerous people, and they're delighted that Brayley have won it. I mean, a lot of clubs have put in a lot of money over the years trying to win this title, never really did it. Brayley to do it with more or less an all local side, just your professional, only paid employee in the team. It's a great achievement.
It definitely is. Now, you know, you look through the 15 players we used this year, and every one of them bar one has come through our youth system here at Brady. The other one has played here for at least, you know, the last 5-6 years, so you can class him as a local player. It's good to see in a sense, and it's good for the rest of the clubs, I think, to sort of have a look around, and hopefully, and that sort of gears more up to the youth development in each club.
Yeah, the other thing too, I was going to say to you, it wasn't just Davy Scanlon and Craig Young, it was about a team effort. I mean, some of the younger guys really produced the goods during the season.
Oh, 100%. We were able to rely on them a wee bit more this year, I think. Like, as you say, the older boys, like, ranking there too, and the pro, we did perform well, like, but, you know, the likes of Greg McFall, 16-year-old coming in there, you've young Jamie McGee at 20, you've likes of Rhys Kelly coming back from England and playing. We have a good core structure of young players, and they've all come in and shone this year.
Which looks bright for the future. Could you dominate it over the next few years and do a Donnymanna?
It's always hard to win it the second time around, you know, but I'd say we'll come in. We'll sit down at the end of the year and start of next year and see where we want to go. And if the boys are up for it, then we will definitely fight and hopefully take it for another couple of years, anyway.
Just back to today's game, David. It's looking pretty poor. What's the chances?
It's wet out there at the minute, you know, and it doesn't look like it's clearing up around us. So, like, we'll stay. But we want to get a game because the presentation is later on tonight, and we'd rather have a game beforehand. But if it doesn't come, it doesn't come. We'll go to next week.
There'll be a bit of celebration done tonight, game or no game.
There definitely is now. If we get the cup around 6:30, I don't think anybody stopped celebrating for the last 2 weeks, but tonight will be the big one, I would say.